Killor!
He answered me instantly.
Turn on the flashlight and help me down!
There isn't any flashlight. It's broken. Give me your hands! I heard a scratching sound over me, but try as I might, I could not contact him. It was 12 feet to the next level.
I go for a rope and more light!
Panic hit me then. If anything happened to Killor, I would be forever entombed.
Wait!
I begged.
I'll try to jump it.
4 times I hurtled through blackness, and 4 times I missed, succeeding only in scraping off a large area of skin.
You wait! I come back!
He left me then, and I could hear him moving above. The horror of being left alone here in the blackness, perhaps to starve, struck me. Without thinking that I might never get back to the trap overhead, and without realizing that Alexander might have been more thorough in his building than I imagined, I felt along the walls, trying to find something to stand upon. The air was dry, and the floor was covered with thick sand which had somehow drifted in. I knelt once and felt something sting my knee. Jumping up in alarm, I examined that scraped member and found nothing wrong with it. There must be salt in the sand. But then, of course, this dry waste might have once been part of the Arabian Sea. Wandering on, I tripped over an object hidden by the dark. Kneeling again, I ran my fingers over the thing. But then I was not used to being blind. My fingers only told me that the object was rough, angular, and hard. On I went, sometimes falling, completely lost as to direction. I was under the impression that I was traveling around a circular vault. I kept telling myself that Killor would soon come back. How was I to know that Killor... Again I tripped and something clanked beside me. I felt it, and as near as I could make out, it was a helmet of some ancient pattern. My questing fingers encountered another thing. Hair! Human hair! I knew then. I knew that I was in a vault with dead men all about me and under me, on every side of me. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of dead men. In the moment which followed, reaction had not hit me. On my knees, I began to dig in the soft, dry sand. I touched something which felt like a face. I touched a foot, another helmet, a sword. Then it was true. I was walking on bodies 23 centuries dead. Hysteria didn't hit me. Not yet. My thoughts flowed on connectedly. Alexander could do these things. He could cause a vault to be built here in this forgotten waste to house his Macedonian veterans who had succumbed in his long campaign eastward. He had given them decent burial and... had he stored his loot here? My hand contacted cold teeth then, and I leaped up, back to the wall. I could see nothing, and I could hear the blood pounding in my head, roaring like a mad river. Sweat poured from me. 23 centuries dead. That was the feeling I had had. Some sixth sense had told me that when we had entered the tomb. The grisly mummies were under me, around me. I could feel the hard spots in the sand now, and I knew what they were. Dry sand and salt had done a better job than any Egyptian doctor. Behind me, I heard a soft, sinuous sound. Were there snakes in this place? Could it be that... No, men 23 centuries dead do not move and walk. Or did they? The sound came again. It was a footstep, repeated time after time. Something was moving through this darkness toward me, creeping up on me as though it could see me while I remained blind and stifled. Then the darkness began to glow, and I realized that this was a narrow place in the vault, and that whatever was coming came from around a corner. It was moving slowly, slowly, as though anxious not to frighten me away before it could kill me. Was this the price of violating the tomb of Alexander's Macedonians? Was this some dried horror creeping up on me? I moved, and a helmet rattled under my feet. The light went out suddenly, and the footsteps ceased.